Here we are in the Congressional Corner with our favorite Congressman McGovern. Jim, I guess the question I want to ask you is, you've been through a hectic couple of days, as has everybody else. What do you make of what's gone on in Georgia?
I am so happy. I can't even begin to put it in words. It was a long shot that we were going to win both these seats, but it looks like we have won both these Senate seats, and that's good news, especially for people who think like we do. Because if you're in control of the Senate, you get to control the agenda. You get to control what gets scheduled. For example, I mean, we passed a $2,000 survival check benefit in the House to help people deal with the pandemic. If Mitch McConnell would have allowed that to be voted on in the Senate, it would have passed, and Trump said he would have signed it. But Mitch McConnell refused to schedule it, so it never got voted on. So if Democrats can control the Senate, we can schedule that, and it can be voted on, and it will be sent to President Biden, who will sign it. But the same holds true for legislation on the climate crisis or infrastructure or direct assistance to state and local governments to deal with this pandemic, or, I mean, expanding health care benefits. We can go on and on and on and on. Cleaning up our politics, getting money out of our system. All those things now have a real chance of moving forward, maybe not as much as we all might want, but at least moving the needle in the right direction, because we will control the agenda in the Senate.
Jim McGovern, you are the chairman of the very powerful Rules Committee. First of all, I assume you'll be chairman again. Is that your assumption?
That's my assumption, and I'm looking forward to it.
That's number one. Number two, one of the things that is so annoying about Mitch McConnell has been his refusal to allow votes. Because if there were votes, his people would have had to vote for many of these things. Do you see that as a huge change that we'll be facing now?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Again, a lot of the priorities that many of my constituents care deeply about will have an opportunity to see the light of day. I mean, we've passed hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of bills here in the House, oftentimes with a very strong bipartisan vote, that are just sitting on Mitch McConnell's desk collecting dust. He really has earned the title of, you know, Mr. Dr. No, because he just says no to everything. All he's interested in is stacking our federal courts with right-wing judges. That's all he's cared about. But he has kept legislation that would help people get through this pandemic. He's blocked that and other legislation that helps average people, average workers, from ever seeing the light of day. That's going to change.
Now, assuming, as we speak, Ossoff is just, you know, close, but not there yet. Assuming that they take over the Senate, what will the role of the vice president be, the way you see it?
Well, Vice President Harris will be the tie-breaking vote. So she'll have to be on call a lot, when there are votes that are just purely partisan line votes. But she'll be able to break the tie in favor of the Democrats. My hope, however, is that because of what happened in Georgia, because Mitch McConnell will be sidelined to a certain extent, that there may be some Republicans who are interested in actually working with Democrats to get things done. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again now. You don't have to agree on everything to agree on something. I mean, like I said, increasing those survival benefits from $600 to $2,000, we had a huge bipartisan vote in favor of that in the House. There were Republican senators that said they wanted to vote for it to help their constituents. McConnell wouldn't vote for it. Now we will schedule those things, and some of those Republicans will have an opportunity to vote in a way that will help their constituents. So, Joe Biden has spent his entire life building coalitions, reaching across the aisle. Now, I've said to people on a number of occasions, you know, Joe Biden wasn't my first choice. He probably wasn't my second choice. But you know what? He given the circumstances, he might be the best choice for the moment that we're in.
I agree with you.
And that is he's somebody who's going to be able to build bridges, and we need to do that in order to get things done.
I certainly agree with you, Jim McGovern. He was my first choice, and I'm delighted because He's a moderate. Now, let me ask you about this. We've heard many times about the circular firing squad and the fact that Democrats like to argue with each other. Do you expect that the Democrats will really be able to handle this without basically forfeiting the next election?
Well, the answer to that is yes. I do believe we can handle ourselves responsibly. And at the same time, understand that we are a party that has many different views. Look, I come from the progressive wing, the liberal wing of the party. We have some very moderate to conservative members of our party. If we were in Europe, the Democratic Party would probably be 12 different parties. But the bottom line is we have to find a way forward where everybody gets to debate their point of view. And then, you know, at the end of the day, somebody's going to win, someone's going to not win. Then we're going to have to make a decision whether or not the bill actually moves the agenda forward. Maybe not as much as we want, but if it moves our agenda forward, then that's a good thing. So, you know, expect progressives and liberals to be vocal. I mean, we're not going to sit back and say that, you know, we're not interested in expanding health care benefits for people, or we're not interested in aggressively tackling the climate crisis, or we don't want to, you know, to move forward on an agenda to eliminate hunger in this country. We're going to fight for those things. But, you know, we're going to try to fight for as much as we can get. But to me, as long as we're moving in the right direction, as long as we're making progress, then that's a good thing. And I'm tired of running in place. I'm tired of doing damage control. The time is we need to move the needle forward.
As we speak, Jim McGovern, the Congress is in joint session and about to approve Joe Biden's Electoral College victory, but many Republicans are going to object. What are they thinking?
Well, you know what? They're afraid of Trump. They're afraid of primary challenges. I just heard Donald Trump Jr. say that any Republican that doesn't vote the way Donald Trump wants them to vote on the Electoral College issue will have a primary challenge. Look, this is the United States Congress. There are not a lot of profiles and courage up here. People worry about their elections. And unfortunately, you know, it's one thing to worry about your election when you're casting a vote on a tax bill or on a infrastructure bill or whatever kind of bill. That's one thing. This is about our democracy. This is about the Constitution. And, you know, I don't have any problem with people objecting if they have evidence or if they this is based on their conviction, but there's no evidence at all that there is any fraud in this election. In fact, Trump's own administration said this is one of the best run elections ever. What they're objecting is based on a lie, plain and simple. It's a conspiracy theory, and that's really, really dangerous. You know, I'll be honest with you. I objected. I was the first person to stand up and object to the Electoral College vote when Donald Trump became president. And I talked about the Russian interference. All of our intelligence agencies had said and provided this information, strong evidence that Russia interfered in our election. I wanted to make sure that that issue didn't get swept under the rug. I had no illusion that we'd overturn the election, but it was based on fact. I congratulated Trump on his election. I even attended his inauguration, which was painful. But the bottom line is, my objection was to raise this issue based on evidence. What we're dealing with now, there's no evidence here. There's no lie. Republican governors, the Secretary of State, have said there's nothing here. Republican judges, the Republican Supreme Court, there's nothing here. And yet we're going through the charade. At the end of the day, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris will prevail. And on January 20th, they will be the next president and vice president of the United States of America, and I can't wait.
But, you know, think about the history books. You're such a historian and such a brilliant man, but think about this is a time for a little bit of profiling courage, so you lose your seat. So what? You don't throw away the American democracy for that.
Yeah, and I don't think people would lose their seat over this. I mean, I really don't. I think those Republicans, I mean, people like Mitt Romney, for example, our former governor, now senator from Utah, I think he's displaying an enormous amount of character and integrity by saying, I'm not going along with this. I have some House colleagues who are doing the same thing. At the end of the day, I think you get rewarded for doing the right thing and for voting your conscience. And, you know, I think doing the right thing usually is good politics. I think people like Ted Cruz and Senator Hawley are interested in running for president. And 4 years from now, and they think that this will somehow ingratiate them with Trump supporters. I think, you know, especially with Trump on the phone trying to browbeat the Georgia's Secretary of State to find votes to put him over the top. And I think people are seeing this is a corrupt administration. And quite frankly, the future, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, ought to be to move away from this kind of Trumpism, this terrible example of leadership. So doing the right thing, to me, is the best politics. And I applaud all those who will vote to not go along with the president on this, because there's no basis at all. What they're doing is they're embracing a conspiracy theory. That's just very dangerous for our democracy. And by the way, if this were happening in any other country, we would all be united in our condemnation.
Jim McGovern is a congressman from Massachusetts 2nd District. He's one of my favorite people to talk to because he always tells the truth as he sees it, and I love that. And he's always right. Thanks, Jim McGovern.
Thank you.
We'll be back soon.